From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A winter storm that's pounding the Northeast has cut power to at least 700,000 homes and businesses and has brought school, work, and transportation to a grinding halt in many states. Doug Doyle is with member station WBGO in Newark.
You know it's bad outside when New York City public schools close, and today is the second time that has happened this winter. Sections of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Maine are dealing with upwards to 20 inches of snow. The slow-moving storm dumped about 10 inches in New York City, where a man was killed by a falling snow-laden tree branch in Central Park, one of at least three deaths being blamed on the powerful storm. In northeastern Pennsylvania, National Guard forces rescued dozens of high school students on a ski trip in Susquehanna County. Meanwhile, New Jersey Transit canceled its bus service today, forcing some commuters to stay home. The gusty winds and heavy snow have knocked out power in many regions. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
Forecasters say those winds are gusting up to 60 miles per hour. And in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, winds at one point were clocked at 91 miles per hour. They're being blamed for fanning the flames of a fire overnight that engulfed several businesses in the small New Hampshire town of Hampton Beach. Its fire captain, David Lang, says it's a cleanup operation now.
The fire has been contained, and it's almost the crews are just mopping up now. We're continuing to assess the location.
The fire started in an unoccupied oceanfront hotel. There were no injuries and no cause has been identified. The economy turned in a better-than-expected performance at the end of 2009 than the government first estimated a month ago. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a 5.9% annual pace in the last quarter of the year. That's the strongest showing in 6 years, but consumer spending weakened at the end of the year, so growth is expected to slow down in the current quarter. The Senate Judiciary Committee has a hearing scheduled today into the Justice Department's investigation of the so-called torture memos. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the department concluded the memos were the result of poor judgment, but not professional misconduct.
This hearing comes 1 week to the day after the Justice Department released its findings. The report was 5 years in the making. Investigators initially concluded that two lawyers who wrote the torture memos committed professional misconduct. But David Margolis, a career attorney at the department, downgraded that finding to poor judgment, which carries no professional consequences. Margolis will not testify at today's hearing. Neither will the investigators who wrote the report, and the men who wrote the controversial memos won't be there today either. Instead, the Justice Department is sending Gary Grindler to testify this morning. He is acting Deputy Attorney General, and he has held that job for less than a month. The House Judiciary Committee plans to hold its own hearing at a later date. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Afghans in the capital of Kabul were greeted with explosions and gunfire today. At least 16 people are dead and many more wounded. The Taliban is claiming responsibility, saying five suicide bombers and gunmen attacked two buildings used by foreigners. Police say Indians were among those killed. Thailand's Supreme Court has ruled that fugitive Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat abused his position by concealing his ownership in the family telecommunications business while he was in office. The ruling came as the court considers seizing nearly $3 billion in frozen assets in connection with the case. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Thousands of Thai police and elements of the military were mobilized in and around the capital today, amid fears that angry Thaksin supporters would take to the streets after the judge's ruling. It hasn't happened. But the deposed Prime Minister's supporters say they will hold a million-strong rally 2 weeks from now in the capital in a bid to force the resignation of the current government and hold new elections. Thai society has been deeply polarized since the 2006 coup that ousted the democratically elected Thaksin for alleged abuse of power. Thaksin supporters and his opponents have squared off repeatedly since. The airport closures in November 2008 and the rioting in the capital in April 2009 scaring off foreign tourists and investors. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
President Obama and congressional Democrats are facing a challenge in deciding on their next moves on a health care overhaul. Mr. Obama ended yesterday's seven-hour meeting with congressional leaders with a call for Republicans and Democrats to see if they can resolve their differences over the next 6 weeks. The president has suggested that Democrats will try to pass a sweeping overhaul without GOP support. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.